on SEN. This is Afternoons.
Going to shortly catch up with Staffy from SENZ, but this is the most astonishing finish in the NFL divisional round. Even those that aren't into NFL, if you love your sport and you love tight finishes, check out the highlights. It was a touchdown pass to Gabriel Davis. He's now got a postseason record 4 touchdowns. There's a handful of seconds left. I need about 25 yards on this play, I think, KC, Kansas City, to have a shot at field goal. It was just astonishing. 4 touchdowns postseason. That is a record. 3 seconds to go. Still about 30 out. So last chance saloon for Kansas City. This has opened things right up. Can't wait to chat on Thursday to RJ Ochoa and get his take on it. 0457 736 736. We've been talking, has this been the end of Tom Brady's illustrious career, the GOAT, after the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went down to the Rams this morning? Who'd have thought that that was the second most exciting
game?
Across the ditch.
We are heading across the ditch shortly, unless they're already there.
Oh, Staffy, I'm here ready and raring to go, my friend. A belated Happy New Year to you.
You too, Julian. Good to hear from you, my friend. You must be swamped with Aussie Open stories.
Swamped with Aussie Open stories. At the moment, everyone's in the grips of this finish in the NFL divisional round.
Same.
The Bills and the Chiefs, it's swinging, isn't it, back and forth. And I'm coming to you this afternoon, Staffy, from my COVID castle. Omicron has got me, sadly. Not doing too bad. But the beautiful thing is that you can be at home and broadcast in your underwear. I noticed Omicron is wreaking havoc, of course, with your boys and girls. And your Prime Minister's, she put off her wedding, is that right?
Yep, she was supposed to get married, I think, either the weekend just gone or the one coming up, and she's postponed that because I think so many people have been affected by family gatherings, funerals, weddings, all that sort of thing. It might have been just a bit rich that she went ahead and had hers. But yeah, Omicron, I know it doesn't sound much compared to what you guys have got, but when we've had no cases in the community and today we've got 9, 9 can quickly become 90, can quickly become 900, can't it?
This game, sorry to jump in, has gone into overtime. 36 apiece, they got the field goal. Wow,
I'm a long-suffering Buffalo Bills fan. I have been a fan of theirs for about 20 years.
Yeah,
and the roller coaster of the last quarter in particular, I've backed Buffalo to win by 13 and under. I'm desperate.
Oh, man, I've got to back you in after. Staffy, you know what? I'm a Buffalo just because of you, my friend.
Good man.
The Bills.
Well, I love
that. You know, Omicron, I mean, the Black Caps, of course, also not touring Australia. You feel bad for Ross Taylor, don't you, Staffy? That was going to be his swan song.
Absolutely. Really, really sad for Roscoe. And it's one of those things. He's one of those guys. I think he's been in the New Zealand team, I think I'm right in saying 14 years, just an absolute stalwart. He's been dropped a couple of times, but not for very long. And it's when you get to the end of the career and you look back and just realise how important these guys are. You know, I mean, he didn't score runs every time he went to the wicket, but him walking out at 4 or 5, you just went, Roscoe's in, we should be okay. He just had that little bit of assurance about him.
You know, I was looking at his figures because that's what I do sometimes when I'm bored. I go to Housestat and look at their year-by-year breakdown. The thing that struck me about Ross Taylor's test career, remarkably consistent. So his averages didn't take big swings downwards. You know what I'm saying? So he was never really out of form, which is kind of what you want from your mainstays in the middle order.
Yeah, he probably, by his own admission, didn't. You know how, I know it's a team game, but occasionally you'll single-handedly win a test match or defy the odds and earn a really good draw. He's always been that sort of, I mean, he's had a 290 or 70, I think was his top score, which was unbelievable. But he was a regular between 40 and 70 player. You know, he was one of those that you could always rely on that.
Let me ask you this. The Australian Open, is it getting a lot of traction over there in New Zealand?
Look, it is. It is. Nick Kyrgios in particular. When he went out, I predicted he'd win the doubles. I said if he lost to Medvedev in the singles, he'd win the doubles. Now, unfortunately, his next up opponent is our not sole surviving Kiwi. Michael Venus is in the men's doubles. He's also in the mixed doubles with another Kiwi. So, yeah, it does get a lot of traction. A great viewing time for us. Like, it starts one in the afternoon and goes till as late as you can stay up. But the night session starts at 9 o'clock at night for us. So dinner's done, dishes are done, we're all set.
The reason I asked that is, I was, forgive me for my ignorance here, Staffy. I was trying to think of, you know, who was the last prominent New Zealand singles tennis player? Brett Stephen was the only man that could sort of, that sprung to mind.
Yeah, Brett Stephen. Chris Lewis made a Wimbledon final. I think he beat Kevin Curran in the semi-final, played John McEnroe in the final. Kelly Evenden, actually, a bit of a journeyman, but he's just been named our Davis Cup captain. He's about 60 now, and he's a tennis coach on some tennis ranch in America. Going way back, we had the likes of Oni Parin, I think, made semi-finals. Brian Fairley, we've had the Simpson boys, Venus, James Greenhalgh, all these sorts of guys. Belinda Cordwell actually made the semi-finals of the Australian Open a few years ago too.
Good on it. Hey, Jesse Bromwich, this is a good signing, I think, Staffy, for the Redcliffe Dolphins. I know people are going on about his age. He's going to be 34 in season 2023, but he doesn't look like he's slowing down, and he's the sort of guy, Bromwich, that you build a new franchise around.
He's the sort of guy you want 2 years out of. Set things up, teach the young props around you. The big question is, if Jesse goes, does Kenny go? Where Kenny goes, does Jesse go? Do they get both?
Breaking up the brotherhood.
Yeah, I know. It's like yin and yang. You don't separate them, do you?
No, I don't know. Well, Kenny had a really good season last season. But, you're right. If you get 2 good years out of him, they've got Mark Nicholls from Souths as well. You don't doubt the wisdom of Wayne Bennett. Wellington Phoenix, that was a big win on the weekend over Western United. Up to ninth now. Ulfric Talay's boys are slow starters, but you're still a sniff of that top six.
Yeah, it was the sort of team, the sort of squad that it's so young. It's so young that it was going to build. It's taken a little bit longer than we wanted, but I don't know if you watched the match, but Louis Fenton looked like he'd been cut in the face with Edward Scissorhands' middle finger. He was sliced right open, kept getting kicked off by the referee for bleeding and just kept coming back. And he ended up with half a gallon of terracotta on his face to stop it bleeding. But heroic, and let's hope that it's the start. I'm not saying a winning run, but just, you know, to eke a place in the playoffs after such a tough season for them.
Not a bad input you got. Gail Sandoval, the Mexican, scoring on debut.
Happy days. When you get an import, you want them to score, mate. Hey, Julian, in your COVID castle, we're going to have to escape. But do keep cheering my Bills home, please, my friend.
I'll do that. Go on, Buffalo. There he is. Good to catch up with Staffy, Mark Stafford from SENZ. 0457 736 736. That is the text line number. Just recapping, that has gone to overtime now. 36 apiece, the Bills and the Chiefs. Here on SEN Afternoons, and breaking back with more.